This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Rise Guys
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. All right, so if you're going to pass away, you need to specify your wishes in your will on who's going to get whatever, right?
Can
make sure that that is clarified to the T.
Do you have one?
I need to work on mine because my assets have changed.
Oh, portfolio got a little bit bigger.
So, I need to. I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Am I on it? I'll get anything or?
You want something?
Put us in there. I mean, let me get that shirt. A couple bras.
I'll give you whatever.
Weekend a year at the lake or something.
Well, what I'm trying to do.
I'll take your roofless car.
What I'm trying to do is own a piece of property outright. Well, I own the other one, but own my condo and give it to somebody in my will. So I've got $3,000 left to pay that off, and that's going to be an asset that somebody's going to get for the rest of their life.
You got to make sure they want it, right? Like, you got
to. That's the thing, is to make sure it doesn't go to somebody else, and this person will be taken care of for the rest of their life.
Jesus. Yes, I'm going to be in your will then.
So that's important that you do that. So, anyways.
Hook it up.
You're in mine, so just let you know.
Okay.
When I die, if you're still with us.
Can I get the cow? Because that's all I want.
Oh, no.
You get your bra back that you gave us.
That's it.
I'll give you a box of signed stuff that I just shoved in the closet. That's
slicks.
I've gotten your autograph before.
You can have his breadstick pillow. You might get that.
I have the blow up big lemon from you too.
Pop Mart.
When they were here. I've got things that, you know. Yeah, that
disappeared from the old building.
That didn't disappear.
The bowl that, hockey. That I used never to hang in the part-time hoteling room.
Hoteling.
It said you too Pop Mart on it, and it disappeared.
Well, I had another one from
there.
I didn't take that.
You also have a Rick Ross
mine
awards.
Signed from you too that somebody got for me.
Oh, okay.
From that show.
It says you too, but you just like rubbed it off.
Where'd you get that DJ Khaled album from?
I don't have anything like that.
No. The album called I Don't Eat the Blank. That album. You stole it.
I have
just
something.
Messing. That, I don't know if we had one in the old building. I was just trying to make you like weird out.
We may have had something in there, but I don't remember that. But a friend of mine went down to see Pink Floyd, The Wall show in L.A., mm-hmm. And got something signed for me, so that's big.
God,
if I
probably,
still have that.
Probably got backstage too. Who signed it? Is this when everybody was cool in Pink Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
That could be worth some money. I mean, you got Waters and Gilmore on there together.
Mm-hmm.
I want that then.
Yeah, let's get that going. We'll send that sucker to JSA, PSA.
If I still have it, I don't know. I put all the stuff up in my closet.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
So, note to self, Rob Page's place.
No, do not.
Go for the closet only.
Yeah, you can't get in that closet. And somebody said, oh, my God,
So you have a lot of friends are in there.
It's a pot. It's got a gold ball on the front. You can't get in.
But you won't know which one it is because there's everything is in those little things.
I'm sure that they'll, you know, look at it and say, you know what? I'll not ransack it just because I don't know where this stuff's at.
And somebody will get all my trophies. All my dance trophies?
For what?
Oh, dancing.
First place. Yeah.
So we just get emails, and I print those out.
That's all it is.
To get an email.
Anyways, who cares about me? Let's talk about
you started talking about it for 30 minutes.
Remember we got an award, but it was like a printed out.
Oh, yeah. We found out it was like a custom thing that somebody made. Went to Dollar Tree, got some frames for it.
This ain't a real award.
It wasn't even like a real frame. It wasn't even like real glass.
It's a made-up award.
But that's why after I went off that diatribe about... You know, we win awards, but they go to the boss's office.
Oh, yeah, we never
I have
those.
No awards of my own except my Carolina Leader in Talk Award for 5 years in a row.
But my dance thing was for when I was a kid, and then when I taught, I took kids, and they won competition, and that's really what I was proud of.
I didn't know you got a ribbon for having the biggest Hooters at Field Day, but I guess you got those two.
Probably could have. I don't know if they gave that out. I didn't compete.
The biggest jugs in the senior class goes to.
And did you ever enter the apple bobbing contest and inadvertently win the wet t-shirt contest?
And everybody asked me when you go to Myrtle Beach, did you ever do any of the wet t-shirt contests? No. Mm.
Did you win the superlative most likely to crush cans with your titties?
You know what?
Did you jump out?
Yeah.
Okay.
And make sure first.
I watched that TV show that you were on with the woman that did that, and she annoyed me because I wanted you to be on the TV before her. So, do you remember that show, whatever that was?
Yeah, Steve Harvey's Big Time Challenge.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist.
Yeah, okay.
People think I'm lying. It's like really I was there. I got pictures and everything. Well, you can't find it, and this is at a time where you can find anything streaming, anything.
All right, so Gene Hackman's will left everything to his wife, but hopefully the kids will still get something from that.
Well, that's usually in there. It's like a trickle down kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's his wife, Betsy. But since she died first, his kids from a previous marriage may be able to claim it since they're next in line.
Yeah, I heard about this. I'm going to wait and see if she has the caveats in there that I heard.
So.
Oh, she didn't like the kids?
No, it was a legal stipulation.
Oh.
She might have it, though.
Well, I mean, what is it?
Well, I mean, she might have it in the
story.
Oh,
well, go ahead, Paige.
All right, so it's worth $80 million, this whole estate. And his will leaves it all to Betsy. It makes no mention of the three children from his previous marriage. But since Betsy died before him, that potentially renders the will invalid, meaning they will be next in line.
So
hopefully they will. But Betsy had a will too, and it left everything to Gene with a provision that if he died first, it would go into a trust and then go to charity. So that's where, you know.
So the cross-eyed kid from Deliverance isn't getting anything.
So they said that whatever she had was going to go to him if he survived her first, which they're saying he did, but the stipulation is it has to be at least 90 days, not a
God
week.
God bless.
So hers would revert to charity fully.
I mean, if it didn't go to any, would it just go to the state?
Well,
see, the thing is,
that's absurd. Man.
It's going to be in probate for a year, right? And then that's where they all decide.
I've never had any kind of situation like that.
But even with a will, man, the stuff goes through probate. Anybody can challenge it, and that just holds up the whole deal.
And that's why I just spend it all while you're here.
Why would his kids not? I mean, hell, I would. I know they were estranged, but still.
And were they estranged because of the younger woman who stayed with him for a long time, but at the beginning, they were probably like, oh, you gold digger. You know what I mean? I mean, anybody would assume that. 40 years difference in age?
I think they were married a long time.
So, you know, you see this hot thing coming in on your daddy, and like, all right, he loves it right now, but this bitch trying to take my money.
Have you seen the pictures of Belichick doing the airplane with his girlfriend on the beach?
Jesus, yes. Yeah, you know what? As many people hating him, he is living the life they wish.
He really is. And she seems to be somewhat put together, you know, real good looking, smart.
I know. I'm waiting for the bottom of the shoe to come off. And it looks like she's just one of them old soul types that likes old men.
He literally had his foot in her ass on the beach doing the airplane.
Figuratively speaking.
Look, this is just me speaking here, my opinion, personally. I think if you're leaving your stuff to charity more times than not, it's going to get misappropriated. I feel like you're pretty much throwing it out the window. You're giving somebody free money to skim with and do whatever they want.
And I think good intentions, like I would, if it went somewhere, I would give money to cancer research to save lives. I really would.
Well, it's also kind of, you both kind of touched on it there, but this is something Hey Baby told me, because one time we went, Hey Mama, I'll pre-do it.
God dang, Hey Baby.
we had a preacher that was misappropriating money.
Oh.
Find out about it, you know, after the fact and everything. And I remember my mom saying, well, no matter what happened to the money, I gave it with the right intent. And I was like,
that's a good point.
It's a good way to look at it, but I still would be pissed.
But if nobody gave anything, look at how the world would be.
People
would it be any different? Like, I don't.
No, you need to give. You need to.
Who are you giving it to?
Offering and charity doesn't just mean church. I try to tell my mom that, but, you know, it's she supports so many different ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mom,
I mean, I know a lot of
I don't know the Lord wants you to do all of that. Do you 10%, and maybe, you know, the Marcha gets it one time, and maybe ACS gets it another time. Maybe then the Lord will bless you, and AFV will give you $10,000.
So some of these big foundations have been busted multiple times for misappropriation or just, you know, high salaries, board executive salaries.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. That'll be Trump's next thing. I'm going to go after bad preachers. I'd support the hell out of that one, man.
I'm going to get them all.
Because that's wrong. That's wrong. You're doing a lot of people wrong. I'm talking about even farting preacher. I'd go after him, too.
No, you can't go after farting preacher. Come
ooh,
on.
Did you feel that?
He's already struggling. Wasn't that the first ever YouTube video?
No, the first one, well, the first viral one was the one off Saturday Night Live, which is insane. The Andy Samberg. That was the first trending YouTube video, whatever it was. Yeah.
I could have swore it was Farting Preacher.
No, no. I think that was E-Bomb's World.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Something like that.
Farting Preacher.
Yeah.
All things.
All right.
Oh, you'll love it.
Thank you so much. We're going to take this little break. We're going to come back. And don't forget, we got St. Patrick's Day happy birthdays or...
Suck it!
Coming up. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hands up in the air like, well, whatever happens, happens.
Some people still do that.
Oh, I hated it. I literally, like, every year of your life, you can point to, like, one major event, something cool, a good vacation,
you were
a girlfriend,
free spirit.
Whatever.
That's kind of
no,
cool.
No, I was a loser.
That's what they that's what they call it. Women can be free spirits. We're losers.
That's why I was at the club and all that bull crap. All right. Anonymous, can I say where you're calling from, Anonymous? You cool with that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, if you're anonymous, I don't want to like give it away what city, but Columbia, South Carolina. We've talked about this. I don't know if you've heard. We've kind of teased it. You've got a situation you need advice on, and you said originally mainly from Fat Boy and I, but you are open to a female perspective. So Paige, that means you can talk. Just don't go crazy with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so, that's right. That's right.
So welcome, welcome, Anonymous.
All right. Hey, thanks, Matt, man. Fat Boy, Paige.
Yep.
Glad y'all are here. Hey, listen, first of all, I love the show. I listen every day. You know, hands down, y'all are the best original radio show of all time. And I'm not kissing ass. You know, I just think y'all been killing it. So I'm happy to be on it. Thank you. And
thank you.
All right, here's the deal. So I've been with my wife for 10 years. We've been married for 4.
Hold on. You know, let me grab my pen. I'd like to write, because I'll re-ask you questions later that I didn't. Okay, so 10 years.
All right. Yeah, Get it down. Yep. All right. So she's, you know, we're soulmates.
Yeah.
All right. You know, finishing each other's sentences and same jokes. So, you know, I no doubt about all that. Yeah. We met at South Carolina. Go Cox.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And we've been together, you know, ever since. We got a great life. We're going to start a family next year. Everything's solid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know.
There it is. There's the butt.
There's the butt.
So she, doing the butt.
That's right. So, well, listen, now she works in sales, you know, and you know, part of that involves you got to close those deals over dinners and, you know, go out and network and all that. And I trust her completely. I mean, 1,000%. I know she's not out there doing, you know, nothing shady, but it's, you know, it's just the flirting.
Right.
And, you know, I know how it works. I know why it happens, but I hate it. And I don't know how to deal with it. And, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm some insecure, jealous douche, you know.
You know what? I've been saying douche a lot here lately. Like not, you know.
Is that right to say that?
I mean, because it's a real thing. Like, that would, you know.
Are you saying it like, you know, balloon or canoe?
What if I started calling you a tampon? Like, the brand is not going to say, quit saying our name.
Yeah, really.
So, nevertheless, here's one thing I got to ask, because we've kind of talked about this generally, kind of a little teasing it, you know, what's the, you know, cheating, flirting, blah, blah, blah. Before we go further, like, we talking mild, like, oh my gosh, you're so funny, Steve, or whoever. I shouldn't have said Steve. Let me say a different name. Oh, you're so funny. That's our boss's name. That's the first one that popped into my head. Oh, you're so funny.
Great name, by the
Jeremy. Way. Jeremy. So are we talking, like, straight up, hand on the hip, giggling and flirting everything, or is she, like, doing the tongue poking out of the side of her cheek?
I mean definitely not that last part. I don't know for sure, you know, because I'm not there, but she's, you know, she's in an industry where, you know, when you're charming, you know, you get the deal done, and I know, and that's good. Yeah, it's good for me too, you know. I wanted to get it done, but I know how guys are, and I just don't like the thought of it, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, I know it's not personal.
Yeah.
A lot of it is conversation and what she's saying, though. I mean, if she's being nice and flirty, that's okay. But if she's talking about body parts and things like that, and it goes a little too far,
right?
Then
But here's the thing, though, Anonymous, and I'm writing down the word anonymous real big because I just saw your name, and I do not want to say it. So I'm writing anonymous real big. So 10 years, like, what's the real problem? Like, is it just eating at you, or did like something happened to make you snap to call us and do this?
No, you're good. That's right. I mean, you know, that's the question. I mean, it's yes and no. I mean, no, nothing crazy happened, you know, but, you know, I mean, listen, I heard that guy call in about his wife not taking her shirt off during sex, you know, and the advice he gave him.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that. And that made sense to me. So I figured, I just figured maybe y'all could help me too, because it's just not something I can bring up to my brother, you know, or my friends, because they're just going to roast me or assume I think she's cheating, which I don't. So, you know, I just got to figure out how to. I just got to get over it. You know, I mean, I don't know how to get over it.
And how do you know what she's saying to people?
That's what he's saying. Right. He's like, right. I'm not there. I mean, but in his mind, he maybe thinks he's being.
Unless she's talking about somebody when she's like, oh, I went to lunch with so and so, and he looked really good. I would be jealous of that.
Yeah,
I mean, I get why it bugs you. You know, it's like no matter how confident
my mind, you know, my mind runs away. You know, I just.
Yeah, it's like no matter how confident you are in the relationship, it's kind of weird to, you know, think about your significant other using, like, you know, a little charm to get ahead,
but,
I guess.
Yeah,
you could
but
say.
Like, that's the game. Like, you look at politics, like, we finally admit, yes, there's a such thing as lobbyists. The game in sales, man, it's like wrestlers cutting a promo. Like, they, everybody knows their buddies when they walk behind the stage and blah, blah, blah. But, like, you got to sell it. Like, if it's making you feel like this, though. Anonymous, you got to talk to her, and not even in like an accusatory way. You just got to be honest with her.
Yeah, I mean, like bring it up casually, like, "Hey, you ever think about a different job where you don't have to act like you know every dude in the room is hilarious?" Because that's gonna suck too.
Well, yeah, and here's the other thing: if she's and you said, "Look, let's," I wrote notes down. 10 years you've been together, college sweethearts. Thank go you. Cox, Spurs up,
Spurs down.
Forever to thee. And if she's as solid as you say, like, I mean, this is going to sound like crazy. Like, what'd you go to man camp? And no, I didn't. But like, she'll listen to you. Like, maybe she doesn't realize how it's bugging you because you haven't told her. And then she'll say, "Listen, dude, I'm just selling it," and you know. I absolutely get where you are because I use the example in my mind, like, I could never be with a stripper, even though maybe even one that doesn't touch anyone. But it's like, I can't have other people thinking of you that way, even though I want a girl that is attractive.
Even though
it
you can't control
no
it.
Sense.
And maybe you should understand sales a little bit better. That that is just, she's wanting
to. Oh, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean at all. I'm just saying, as a salesperson, you want to know what the person's needs are. And you do have conversations, so you can direct whatever you're selling to them personally. So maybe he's misinterpreting the conversation as flirting, but she's trying to get to know him so she can, you know,
could be
make her goals and do her job correctly.
I think part of the problem too is sorry to cut in, but I think I'm just like I get afraid to bring it up, even though I think you're right. She would be, you know, she's great. I think she'd listen, but I'm just like, I got this like. Also, this idea in my mind that as soon as I bring it up, it becomes this like huge issue.
So,
and all of a sudden, it's just like it just becomes this big thing, and it's just like I kind of just don't want to make it that because I feel like that'd be worse.
Then don't make it that thing. Just go to her and say, "Look, hey, baby, what do you call her? What's your sweet word you call her? You call her boo?
Babe. Just babe.
Okay, babe. All right. Hey, babe. Look, I know it's part of your job."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. Break it down.
You bet. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on March 17th. Happy birthday.
Suck it. I tell you this. We're starting off at a higher age range than you would think.
Oh.
Because I didn't start finding some good ones until we got up the ladder a little bit. We'll start here, though.
Billy Corgan.
No.
James Iha.
Nope.
Darcy.
Nope.
Jimmy Chamberlain.
Nope.
I don't know any other ones.
She was in the band for a little bit. Oh. She played the bass guitar.
Oh, Melissa D'Orfar.
Offdemar.
It is.
Offdemar.
It is old Melissa's birthday.
How you say her last name?
Offdemar.
Offdemar. Is she American?
This is a tricky one.
Fifty-one.
53 years old.
Ah, right down
from
there.
Melissa. Offdemar.
Offdemar.
Offdemar. I believe this lady is still married to Nomar. Nomar! Of course, I don't have to say his last name.
Garcia Parr.
Yep. She was a soccer player for Team USA.
Damn. Give me the initials.
M-H.
M-H.
It says retired. I thought it said something else. M-H.
Would the last name give it away? Or first name give it away?
Mia?
Ham.
Mia Ham. Nomar's
she
wife.
She the one that took her shirt off?
No, I don't think that was her.
Oh, you're thinking Honey Baked. That's Darren Poe at a topless beach.
Mia Ham.
What do you say, Paige?
Related to
Jesus,
Honey Baked.
So we're at 53. Are we going in order?
Always.
Always. Hmm. She couldn't be that much older. I'd say 54.
I'm going to say also 53.
I'd say you're right. She is also 53 years old.
That was a good guess.
Get some music ready for this gentleman right here. We'll get off of that and put this on.
That's another Smashing Pumpkins song.
It is. You might have said his name already.
Billy Corgan.
It is Billy Corgan's birthday.
The owner of the National Wrestling Alliance.
God, that is, has there ever been two bandmates with the same birthday? I'm sure there has been. But.
Not that I remember.
The picture of Billy Corgan at Bussy's is very odd.
It is very strange. He's a very strange dude anyway.
He is.
Yep.
56.
58.
He is 58 years old today, Billy Corgan.
Nailed it.
I can't allude to it, but he tells an interesting story about a certain TV/movie star that we know that might have committed a crime that somebody else did the rap for. Which he says is a very famous story. And when he said, or when they alluded to who it was, I'm like, wow, I could see that. But look, Chris Carter says every athlete has to have a fall guy. You got to have that guy.
Oh, yeah. In. You got to have your PA, your lackey, your cousin.
Yep. Somebody that's going to take the rap for
like
you.
Like LeBron's cousin, Kanye's cousin. Many cousins have taken the...
Kanye's
cousin that took his laptop and then charged him $250,000 to get it back.
Kanye's a whole level of whatever's going on now is
tripolar, quadrupolar.
I don't know what you're doing.
What is this song from?
Great movie.
St. Elmo's Fire.
It is St. Elmo's Fire. It's David Foster's love theme.
I hear it now.
So you got
I don't know
what six cast members you could choose from.
Yeah,
Demi Moore.
Nope.
I've never watched that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
He was Billy. I don't want to spoil it for you. Billy Goes to New York. I got a treatment for a sequel. It's great. If somebody would hear me out.
What is it? To get Home Alone?
I don't know. Rob Lowe's birthday.
Oh,
like Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe was Billy.
He's still handsome.
He is. The guy does not age.
Does he get any of the Rob Locke's money? All right, let's
more,
see.
More if you do.
62. Well, I wanted to go one.
61.
Should have went one.
Damn.
Rob Lowe's 61 years old today, dude.
Always happens, man.
My title is called Billy's Bar. That's all I'll say.
Billy's Bar?
Oh, okay.
And it would definitely.
So he...
I got the treatment, people. You cut me a check.
Well, let's work together. You helped me with mine about the orphan.
Go pitch it.
Oh, I forgot about the orphan script. Yeah. We'll do it up, man.
All right.
Pitch it and then get GoFundMe and you can make your movie.
I want somebody to come to me and ask me and then offer me a check.
Plus, Fat Boy's usually a catcher. He can't be the pitcher, too.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, John Fogerty.
Catching those ideas.
He's at bottom.
Jesus. Bottom of the totem pole when it comes to birthday guessing, she means.
Is it John Fogerty?
No, this is a Forrest Gump birthday.
Oh. All right, Bubba's had his the other day.
Yeah.
You wouldn't play this from Tom Hanks.
Nope.
Ginny?
Nope. Not to
Sally Ginny. Field?
Nope. I thought you would have said this
the
one.
The guy already. Who said, boy, your mama sure does care about your schooling, boy. The principal?
No, I really thought you would have said him
Sergeant
third guess.
Dan?
It is Lieutenant Dan's birthday.
Sorry, Lieutenant
Gary Dan. Sinise.
You don't have no legs. Gary Sinise. 65.
That might have been the last movie he ever did, actually. He doesn't do much.
He does a lot of commercials now for like AARP or something.
Yeah, I know a couple buddies that have met him through the USO in service.
Oh, yeah.
He does
64.
A lot with USO.
She said 64. I said 65.
It's a big one for Gary.
70.
70 years old, Lieutenant
wow,
Dan.
Dude,
movie's
dude how old
for
is Sally
minute.
Field? Like 90 now? I'm going to look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, look that up. Well, let me guess.
All right, yeah, this would be a fun little thing for you to do every once in a while.
Old Gidget? How old's Gidget?
Old Gidge. All right, what do you say? Wow, wait. Fat Boy, you go first.
I'm going to say Abby Lockhart's mom is 85 years old today.
87.
Sally Field is somehow only 78.
What?
I know, man. Like, she's just, you got to think, though, in Forrest Gump, she played an old woman. She wasn't that old. But she was also Gidget in the 60s, so jeez. What a hell of a career she's had, man.
You know what? This fella here has been acting since he was a kid. His age might surprise you, but it's Kurt Russell's birthday.
Oh,
Snake Plissken himself.
I like him.
Colt
73.
Colt Wuffle. You took a picture with him, right?
Yeah.
76.
74 years old for Kurt Russell. Snake Plissken. Wyatt Earp. The stuntman Mike.
I like him. He was handsome back in the day.
Yeah.
Great actor.
Great actor.
You want a good gritty cop movie? Dark Blue.
Oh.
Real good one.
Gritty cop?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. T.
I don't think Mr. T was ever on Dallas.
Oh, I thought this was A-Team.
Unless you did a guest spot.
Patrick Duffy?
It is Patrick Duffy's
wow.
birthday. Also,
my
Frank.
My mom used to like that show.
Frank and Step by Step.
God, I thought that was A-Team for real. That's crazy.
You would have got it by here, though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, fool. What's all this all that, fool?
Patrick Duffy, 77.
Okay, 76.
He is 76 years old. She nailed it. Look at that. I mean,
nailed
she's nailing
it.
All of them.
Oh, Bobby.
I shot JR, you. Fool.
It's a dream. He was in the shower for a year.
Happy heavenly birthday. We got two.
Oh.
It would have been a big one for this gentleman. Test, Andrew Martin.
40. No, he would have been 50.
It would have been 50 today.
Who was he married to?
Oh. Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, really?
Until Triple H did what he did.
He found out she was already married because Triple H roofied her and took her to Las Vegas.
Then we got the McMahon-Helmsley era, which was awful.
Then he married her in real life.
Nat King Cole would have been 106 years old today.
Damn.
Yep. And his daughter, you know, his daughter, Natalie Cole, is no longer with us, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she passed away.
Wow.
There's no.
What about Kim Cole? We still got her?
Kim King Cole?
Yeah.
I think so.
Thank God.
How many King Coles are left?
I don't know.
Bud King Cole?
Is there a Queen King Cole?
There might be. How many King Coles
are
there?
Dude, did you watch any of the Mulaney show yet?
No, is it good?
Pretty solid.
He's funny.
They did a bit on there, man. I don't want to give it away, but it's along those lines of something we were just messing with there. And I was like, This son of a bitch. You got to go do a bunch of drugs and then just become a great comedian.
I wish he'd stay on the cocaine, to be honest with you. I know he's got two, you know, kids now, but still.
He references it a good bit. It was, plus he had a cameo from freaking Dr. Emmett Brown on there. It was,
what?
It was solid.
Money, do cocaine, money.
It was solid. And he does something I was like, I wish I had thought to do something like that. Every phone call he takes at the end, the follow-up question is, what kind of car do you drive? And I was like, God, it's so simple, but just to hear those
people
say,
live calls?
Oh, yeah, on Netflix. But they're all, you know, there's not, you're not having any pranks on there. They got those vetted out like crazy.
But you can guess the car by the honk. He can't do it.
I used to could. I probably can't anymore.
And the horn, too.
They all sound the, oh, I could usually do it for any person. Doesn't matter they're honky or whatever.
It's true. Boobs, too.
Honky.
All right.
You'll guess how big or small your knockers are.
If you didn't listen to the entire show, you don't know this yet. Those that listen to the entire show already know this. So I feel as though I should reward those people and not tell you that didn't hear the entire show.
Eh.
But that wouldn't be the way we do promoting. Joining us tomorrow morning in studio. Usually he's like on a monthly kind of rotation now.
Oh, we got to check in.
Jeremy Clements will be in studio tomorrow morning. And he had one request. He asked Paige to take the day off. No, he did not
say that. Thank you, Jerm.
He wants to play the Ringa. So
we'll indulge him.
We'll indulge that because it's hard to play with just three people. And
he's top 20 in points.
He is top. Oh man,
Miami this weekend.
You know what? Considering what we know about NASCAR and like you know the money involved and whatever. What a nice career dude has put together. I mean, I'm not like he's my friend, and I'm not blowing smoke. Like,
yeah,
a nice little career.
Another top 25 finish this past weekend.
Yeah. So, Jug will be in studio tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.